smooth, relaxing, and easy. Lex de Azevedo there with Higher and Higher, originally done by Jackie Wilson in 1967 and remade in 1977 by Rita Coolidge. Before that, Guy Marks and his lovely little parody there called Loving You Has Made Me Bananas. Paul Marriott before that and Copacabana, Ronnie Aldridge and The Last Song. John Fox, You've Lost That Lovin' Feelin', and Burt Kempfert with Let Me Be There. Totally apropos of nothing, I just received one of those random text messages that people send out just to be scammy, I think. The message reads, "Are you the guy that Aunt Doris introduced you to?" Well, Aunt Doris was far gone when she introduced me to myself, so yeah, I guess. Maybe so. Maybe one of these nights I'll find out. Here's Pat Valentino on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. I realized that text message made absolutely no sense, so I thought I'd share it. Henry Mancini's going to take us up to the top of the hour with Big Noise from Winnetka. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you?
Smooth, relaxing, and easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania. Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK. Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK. And terrestrially over 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Relaxing and Easy, taking you back to the big band era with Glenn Miller and the orchestra in Pennsylvania 6-5000. Before that, Ron Goodwin started this hour off with Morning Train. How are you? I'm Eric O'Brien. Welcome to hour number two of this week's edition of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, where we have things that happened on these dates in history. June 16th, 1959, Fidel Castro overthrew Batista and became the 16th Prime Minister of Cuba. June 16th, 1989, the premiere of Ghostbusters 2. I thought that was more recent than that, but I didn't know there was a Ghostbusters 2 for all that. Well, anyhow. June 17th, 1837, Charles Goodyear received his first rubber patent. The patent was not made of rubber. The patent was for rubber. Anyhow. June 17th, 1994, accused of murdering his wife, police chase O.J. Simpson in his Ford Bronco for an hour and a half as Americans watched it live on national TV, and they've watched every car chase since. June 18th, 1682, William Penn founded Philadelphia. June 18th, 1873, women's rights advocate Susan B. Anthony was arrested for voting in Rochester, New York, and fined $100. June 18th, 1983, Sally Ride became the first woman in space. June 19th, 1964, after an 83-day filibuster, the Civil Rights Act of 1964 was approved. June 20th, 1867, President Andrew Johnson announced the Alaska Purchase from the Russian Empire for a price tag of $7.2 million. June 20th, 1975, the movie Jaws was released. Yes. If a movie has a jaw. Anyhow, June 20th, 1768, the first medical diploma in America was issued to Dr. John Archer from the College of Philadelphia. June 21st, 1948, 33 and a third RPM LP record format was introduced, planning to replace the 78 RPM format. June 22nd, 1847, Hanson Gregory created the first donut. And June 22nd, 1990, Florida passed a law that prohibits wearing thong bathing suits. Well, that's not the first. Okay, well then, that's wonderful. That's on these dates in history. Speaking of thong bathing suits, here's Frank Jaxfield in The Seduction on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Boy, this is getting racy, isn't it? Thank you.
If you're not relaxed by now, well, here's another smooth, relaxing, and easy favorite to help.
Thank you.
This is smooth, relaxing, and easy. Smooth, relaxing, and easy with John Fox there being with you, Harold Winkler and Eye Level, Jeff Love with Annie's Song, Nori Paramore did Je T'aime, and Frank Chaxfield with The Seduction. How about that? I'm Eric O'Brien in Dateline, Central Florida, actually Daytona Beach to be exact. Police there are trying to figure out why drugs keep washing up onto their beaches. Deputies say they found a bag of cocaine on the shore of Daytona Beach recently, and it was the third incident reported in Volusia County beaches in the past couple of weeks. In Ormond Beach, more than 3 kilograms of cocaine were discovered within a few days of the first discovery, or the third discovery, rather. Law enforcement agencies across the state have been seeing an uptick in these kinds of encounters. People who spot anything suspicious are encouraged to contact the local sheriff's office. Well, they should do that anyway, but anyhow. A talented Cocker Spaniel in Scotland showed off his unusual skill and earned a Guinness World Record by using his mouth to deposit 23 coins into a piggy bank in 1 minute. Who knew that this was even a record? Emily Anderson of Aberdeen, Scotland said it took about 2 years of training for her 4-year-old dog Leo to master the art of putting 10 pence coins into a piggy bank. Leo officially attempted the record for the most coins deposited in a piggy bank by a dog in 1 minute in front of several witnesses recently. The canine managed to put 23 coins into the bank into the allotted time, beating the previous record of 18. Anderson is a professional dog trainer and said Leo's other tricks include painting, tennis, and even CPR maneuvers. Well, at least he's trained to do something worthwhile, right? Finally, our friend David Rush is at it again. He's the Idaho man with more than 250 Guinness World Records to his name. He attempted another title by passing an 80-pound weight from hand to hand 100 times in 21 seconds. He previously took on the 20-pound, 40-pound, and 60-pound versions of the same record, I guess reached those, but now he has it for the 80-pound weight. He said evidence from his attempt is now being submitted to Guinness for their official consideration. The current record stands at 32.66 seconds, set by Italian Silvio Saba in 2019. I'll tell you, these guys really get the recognition, and we know that David Rush does it for good. I have to interview him one of these days, I think. Got to find out how to get a hold of him. Ask him why he keeps doing this. Here's Ronnie Aldridge with Suddenly. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
The day the river freezes is the day it won't seem fair, 'cause they'll come to get the river lady, and I don't think they'll care. I know they'll scrape her paint off in their same old foolish ways. Now the people see the river, but the old ship's gone away. Water turns cold and gets to freezing. Before you even know it, the old girl's easing away from her berth, round by the point and out of our view. Off in the mist, her engine's pounding, back on the banks, that old horn sounding. A little goodbye, a little I'll do what I must do. A little goodbye, a little I'll do what I must do. I know I will remember when I cannot hear that horn that would roll up by the mountains as she took us through the storm. I know they've got to take her, but I can't say I approve, 'cause she's won so many battles that I hate to see her lose. Water turns cold and gets to freezing. Before you even know it, the old girl's easing away from her berth, round by the point and out of our view. Up in the mist, her engine's pounding, back on the banks, that old horn sounding. A little goodbye, little I'll do what I must do. A little goodbye, little I'll do what I must do. Water turns cold and gets to freezing. Before you even know it, the old girl's easing away from her berth, round by the point and out of our view. Off in the mist, her engine's pounding, back on the banks, that old horn sounding. A little goodbye, a little I'll do what I must do. A little goodbye, a little I'll do what I must do. Water turns cold and gets to freezing. Before you even know it, the old girl's easing away from her berth, round by the point and out of our view. Off in the mist, her engine's pounding, back on the banks, that old horn sounding. A little goodbye, a little I'll do what I must do. A little goodbye, a little I'll do what I must do. Water turns cold and gets to freezing. Before you even know it, the old girl's easing.
That's Roger Whittaker on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. He led an interesting life, still is with us at age 87, but he was born in Nairobi, Kenya, to his parents who had moved there from England and eventually moved back to England to become a teacher. Well, he also studied zoology, biochemistry, and marine biology at the University College of North Wales and earned a Bachelor of Science while singing in local clubs. Well, I think you know what happened from there. His singing career took off. That was River Lady, a song that he wrote. Before that, John Gregory, Just Remember I Love You, and Ronnie Aldridge with Suddenly. Here's the Botticelli Orchestra with Seasons in the Sun. We had joy, we had fun. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Thank you.
the best music. This is Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Heartbreak for me.
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and Easy with Antonio Carlos Jobim there and Wave. The Enoch Light Singers before that, I Say a Little Prayer, Tony Mottola, Our Day Will Come. David Snell at the harp with My Cheri Amor. Frank Purcell with Mandy, and Botticelli did Seasons in the Sun. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, heard weekly at this time on this here station. Look it up on pbrtv.com/SRE for days and times when this program airs, because it varies quite widely, or something like that. Here's Arthur Greenslade, and for the good times, it's Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Yes, I know what I'm talking about. reached the end of another edition of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint and right back here on SRE. This is program number Y8-04.
You did that pretty well, Eric. Keep it up.
I'll do my best.
Thank you. more he chooses.
Game shows. They just seem to keep popping up, don't they? The cameras pan up to... Yeah! Hey,
it's gonna happen.